In this lesson today, I'm dealing with the second and the third coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you're blessed.
It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair.
We're still on the subject of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The second coming of the Lord Jesus is not the end of the world. It is merely the end of the church age, when the church shall be raptured up and taken out of this old world. The end of the world will take place only when the kingdom shall be delivered up to the Father, according to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and verse 31. There are some who say that the coming of our Lord is one event in two stages, but I disagree with that. The coming of the Lord the second time and the coming of the Lord the third time is two entirely different events. When he comes the second time, he's coming for those who are looking for him. When he comes the third time, he's coming for those who are definitely not looking for him. When he comes the second time, he's coming for his saints. When he comes the third time, he's coming with his saints. When he comes the first time, we'll be before the tribulation sets in. When he comes the third time, it will be after the tribulation. Jesus puts it in these words in Matthew 24 and verses 29 and 30. Immediately after the tribulation of these days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Many have wondered what would be the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. I believe it will be a cloud. I read in Psalms 104, where the writer says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You make the clouds your chariot. You walk on the wings of the wind." I believe the sign of his coming will be his chariot, the cloud, which is his mode of travel. Listen to 2 Kings chapter 2. It tells us that while Elisha and Elijah were talking and walking down the road on the east side of the Jordan River, that there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Our Lord's mode of transportation will be the cloud. When he left his disciples and ascended up into heaven, it was a cloud that caught him up and took him out of their sight. I believe it will be a cloud that the people will see before they see him. Revelations 1 and 7 tells us, "Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." And then I read in Jude where it tells me, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." And then I read in Revelation chapter 19, John said, "I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, that with it he shall smite the nations. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.